Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perik, Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Kaisel Chatzar Shenafa. Again, we have a wall that was built to give everyone privacy. It's a wall in a front yard. Problem is, it fell down. Kaisel Chatzar, the wall of a courtyard, Shenafa, that fell down. Mechai Vinaisi, we require, although it says him, it means each neighbor on their own, to pay for half of what it costs to put the wall back up. Mechayiv and Oisei, where Mechayiv each one individually of Noisei to build it up ad arba amais, to the point that it's 4 amais high. That's about 8 feet. That's what you need to have privacy. People shouldn't be able to look in from the other side. You know, when people decide to become partners, that automatically means that there's a certain hischayivus, there are certain responsibilities. One of the responsibilities is that together you have to make sure there's a wall here. Now suppose the wall fell down, and now the wall is up. Reuven and Shimon are partners over here. Reuven comes and says to Shimon, okay, now please pay for your half. We assume that Shimon did pay for his half. Unless Reuven can bring raya, unless he brings Edom, that know for a fact that he didn't pay. You see, everyone knows this halacha, that both partners have to pay for half. So if Reuven started to build the wall and the other one wasn't chipping in for his half, he should have taken him to Bezin right there and then. The fact that he continued to build the wall kind of allows us to assume that Shimon probably paid for his half. Zak the Mishnah. Becheskas Shenosan, the Chazaka is that Shimon paid for his half, Achayavi Roya Shalainasan, unless Reuven brings a Raya, unless he brings Edom that he didn't pay. Zak the Mishnah Vaiter, may Arba Ames Vilamaila, from 4 Ames and higher, Ein Mechai Venoisai. We cannot obligate him to pay. Let's say one shotev says, you know what, let's make a wall higher than 4 amos. The other shotev can say that I'm not obligated to chip in for, to pay half for. Up to 4 amos, that protects us from hezek riyah. That means some damages caused by you looking into me. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, samach loy kaisel acher. Let's say Reuven goes and he builds a 10 amos wall. Hashem says, I'm not paying from the pot that's 4 amos and higher. Not that there's a 10-amma wall. Shimon puts up another wall near that, and he puts chach on top between the two walls. Puts beams over there. In other words, now that there's a 10-amma wall standing there, he says, you know what, let me put up another 10-amma wall, and I'll have over here a tent or a sukkah, or I can build an outside shed or something. Ah, so you want this 10-amma wall. You're happy. You're using it. Zak de Mishnah, samach loy kaisel achar, if Shimon built another wall near it, and now he wants to build a roof and connect the two walls. Af al pi shalai nosan olav es hatikra, even though he has not yet placed the roof upon it. But now we say, no, now you're going to have to chip in for that first wall that your neighbor did, meaning for the part that's higher than 4 amis. Megalgalin olav es hakoil. Literally, we roll everything on him. By building that second wall, you're telling us you're very happy that there's not just a 4-amma wall here, there's a 10-amma wall. Well, it's nice that you're happy, but you'll have to chip in for it. Now, suppose Reuven comes along here and says, okay, so please pay me. The halach is you put up your wall on the other side, you want to make a roof on top, so you want the extra heights. Now, please pay me for the extra height, your share. And Shimon Tainas, I did already. So, Becheska Sheloi Nosan, here we say the other way around. We're assuming you didn't. We assume he did not give his share. Achayavi raya shenosan. Unless Shimon can prove that Itaka gave it already. See, in the first case, everyone knows. Both neighbors have to pay for it. So it doesn't make sense that one neighbor built it without the other one giving his share. But here, not everyone knows this halacha. That if you put up another wall next to that wall, then you have to pay for the extra height of the first one. So mistam, you didn't unless you were told by a bezin to do so. And that's why here the chazaka is that Itaka didn't give it. Okay, quickly chazaring over. You have a wall of a chatzah between two partners that fell. Each side has to chip in to rebuild the wall, a wall that's at least 4 amas high. That's about 8 feet. That's enough to prevent people from looking in on the other side. We assume that both parties chipped in. If one side says, listen, I built a wall, but you never gave your share, that's not mistavra. Everyone knows this halacha. If you built the wall, probably both parties paid, unless you bring a raya that he didn't pay. If one person says, I want to build a wall higher than 4 amos, the other one can say, I'm only paying until 4 amos. That's it. But if afterwards he goes and builds another wall and puts a roof on top, so you want the first wall that's high. Now you're going to have to chip in and pay for the part of the wall that's above 4 amos. And here the assumption is if the person who built the wall tainis, he didn't pay me yet, we're going to assume that Itaka did not pay, unless he brings a raya that he did.